T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
A fashion company called Revolve is getting slammed for putting a sweatshirt up on their website to sell. And it says, being fat is not beautiful. It's an excuse. And this got a lot of people upset. You can text the word TOP, T-O-P, to 73389 if you want to see what it looks like. And this sweatshirt is valued at $168 on their website. Well, obviously the message on the front is what got people upset.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only way that that could be, like, even... not okay, but somehow funny, is if it was being worn by, like, a big fat guy or something.
Mm.
Just the idea of using the word, what was it? It's beautiful, right?
Being fat is not beautiful. It's an excuse.
Using the word beautiful with the word fat makes me, like I have chills right now. It makes my skin crawl. Who the F is anybody to tell somebody else, A, what is beautiful? If somebody wants to say being overweight is unhealthy, well, there's science to back that up. Okay.
What if that was on the sweatshirt?
I mean, it still seems like a real a-hole thing to print.
It seems like something that a gym would have on their wall.
Really? Oh, I feel like that would be...
some gyms.
I feel, yeah, maybe some gyms. But to use the word beautiful... is so insulting. Mm. And, like, I think we're also really tiptoeing into, like, so what is fat? In a lot of standards, I am fat. I am way overweight. If you check the BMI chart, I'm an obese woman. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to be okay with that?
Well, I mean, that sweatshirt says you're not beautiful.
But
what if I told you that there's more to the story and it actually makes it really funny?
I would say I bet that's not true.
It's true. The full story. So everybody, just like you, you're not alone. Everybody saw that sweatshirt and was horrified and outraged. And everybody commented on social media about it. And nobody bothered to click on the link and read any of the actual articles about it. But there's more to the story, and the story is that this came from a place of positive change, and it did in the way that it was part of... I'll read the actual line. It's a part of a collaboration with 5 women with the worst troll quotes. The point was to shine the light on how horrible trolling is. The proceeds benefit charity. So basically, what happened was the opposite. This picture of this sweatshirt went up on Revolve, whatever the hell that is, on their website early for some glitchy reason by itself.
Being worn by a very thin...
Right. Now, some of the five women who were part of this anti-trolling, anti-bullying campaign, they had a problem that they stuck it on, like, a slender model. They
sure
did have a problem with that. But besides that, though, there was no headline, there was no context, there was no nothing. So people lost their minds when they saw it. Like a lot of people in the fashion industry, like Cosmo, I think, like, immediately was all over it. But some of the other ones, Lena Dunham was one of the people, one of the 5 women. And
that was supposed to be part of this?
Yeah. And hers had the line, horrible result of modern feminism. That's what her sweatshirt said. Somebody named Suki Waterhouse, hers said, if you translated an ass onto a face, she'd have have a better face. Cara Delevingne had the line too bony to be boned. So it had their quotes of what horrible things people have said to them on social media. But none of that matters anymore. They're scrapping the whole thing because of this glitch. Because people saw it, got outraged, didn't read any articles about
it. I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't want to read. I mean, unless it's, you assume the article is how awful is this, or it is an advertisement for that sweatshirt. So I get why people wouldn't want to.
Right. I mean, the headline for this article was Being Fat Is Not Beautiful sweatshirt infuriates social media. It should have said ... But wait, there's more.
Right.
It absolutely should have. Earlier when you said that this story has a hilarious twist, I said I didn't think that was true.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrong.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
And I am beautiful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.